This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habam. Welcome everyone. We continue in Daf Hashor. We're learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Memhei Amud Beis. Why Daf Memhei? Because before Tisha B'Av, since there are 45 kinnis, it's an Indian to learn Daf Memhei of Masechta Ksubos. Okay. Now, the Gemara quoted the statement of Shila, that if a woman was mezaneh, and then normally a nara hamu'urasa, that is mezaneh, gets skila. Yep, skila. However, if she became a boigeres, then she gets chenek, which seems to indicate that ishtani gufa, ishtani katala. That when her body changes, her death sentence changes. Even though she did the crime when she was a arusa, so really she should be chayiv skila. Nevertheless, her body changed, so she gets the punishment that any other eshes ish gets. And the Gemara asked on that from a braisa that says nara hamurasa shezinsa mishabagra. And we see that the halacha is that if you're moitzi shemra, he does not get malchus, and he doesn't pay 100 sela, and she gets skila. She gets skila. So it's a stira to shila. Now, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak wanted to say, not a problem, it's a machlokes tanoim, whether we say, ishtani gufa, ishtani ketala. Where do we see this machlokes tanoim? So basically, the halacha is that when an individual does an avera, it violates a lav, what kind of animal do you bring as a carbon chatas? Nu, anybody want to suggest? A kisva or a se'ira. But if you're promoted to a high status like a kohen gadol or a nasi, so then your animal changes. And the question is, well, what if you did the avera as a commoner and then you became promoted? So the Tanakhama holds, if you sinned before you were promoted, and then you were promoted, you're still like a hedyot. That means, ishtani gufa, lo ishtani katala. Right? Things don't change just because your body changes. Now, clearly the Gemara seems to be learning that when you are promoted, your body changes. Even though you could argue that point, which Tosfos does, but the Gemara seems to be maintaining that an elevated status is like ishtani gufa, not just ishtani status. Reb Shimon says, if you find out about the avera before you're appointed, then you're chayiv. But if when you find out about it after you're appointed, you're pater. Why? Ishtani gufa, ishtani katala, like shila. Right? So it's a machlokes tanoim. So you can't challenge shila from a braisa that says, nara hamurasa shabagra gets skila. Because shila would say, look, it's a machlokes tanoim. Now the Gemara hones in on the following point, because we want to say Shila is backed up by Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon holds, if you sinned as a commoner and you found out after promotion, you're pater. Wait a second. Reb Shimon says you're pater. He doesn't say you bring the carbon of the status you're on now. He says that we have to take into account what status you are now. But we also have to take into account what status you were at. So therefore you don't bring any carbon. So we have no raya to shila, that ishtani gufa, ishtani katala, and you get the death sentence of the status you're on now. Reb Shimon doesn't say, we only look at the status of now. Reb Shimon just says, you also look at the status of now. Says Gemara, Eimer, d'shaminon le Reb Shimon da'azal, af basar yediya. Reb Shimon just holds, we also follow when you have the yediya. Da'azal basar yediya, v'layazal basar chata mishamele. To follow the knowledge and not to follow at the time that you sinned, do we know that he holds? Because if he held that way, if you're going to lock him into Shila, and we're going to follow the status you're on now, then bring the carbon that a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi would bring. Im kein laisi carbon ki dahashta mashuach, if you became a Kohen mashuach par, v'nasi soyer. So basically, we're up the creek without a paddle. Shila says that a namarasa shabagra gets chenek, which indicates that ishtani gufa ishtani katala, and we have a braisa that says you get skila, and ishtani gufa lo yashtani, and it's not a machlokes tanoim. So ha'amar le Rabbi Yochanan l'tana, Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana, who was expert in Tanaitic statements, Tani tidain b'skila, teach that Shila said that you actually get skila, not chenek, and ishtani gufa lo yashtani katala. So the Rishonim ask, well, wait a second, then how could Shila say that there are three midos benara? Because all three women are getting skila. Whether the Edom came after Nisuin, whether the Edom came when she's Beves Avia, whether she's a Bageras, she gets skila. She gets skila. So the answer is, but you're getting skila in three different places. Anara Hamurasa, where the Edom come after Nisuin, you get skila Beves Avia. Edom come when she's Beves Avia, you stone her Pesach Shar Ho'ir. Sarcha Ulevesayv Bagra, it might not be a Pesach Shar Ho'ir, but rather the Pesach of the Bezdin. So there'll be three, the distinction will be not in the punishment, but rather in the Makoim of the Skila. Fine. Says the Gemara, Va'amai Nara Hamurasa Amarachmana, why would you get Skila, but the Torah says only a Nara Hamurasa, and she's a Boygeras, Vahabagerasi, Amarabila, Amarakra, Hana'ara. It says Hana'ara. Hana'ara implies the Na'ara that was, even if she's not currently. Vahitsiyai es Hana'ara. It could have just said Vihaitsiu ha. Vahitsiyas Hana'ara implies even though a woman who was a Na'ara, even though currently she is not. Amar le Rav Chananya le Rav Ila. Rav Chananya said to Rav Ila, Yihachi, if so, Milka nami lilki, Umeya sala nami l'shalem. If we're going to say Hana'ara means a Na'ara that was, why is a halacha that a Na'ara shebagra? If he was Moitzi Shemra on her after she became a Bageras, that he doesn't get Malkus, and he doesn't pay 100 Sela, why don't we say the Na'ara that was, even though she's not? That was the question that Rabbi Chananya asked Rabbi Allah. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Rabbi Allah said back to Rabbi Chananya, Rachmana Nitzlan Mayhai Daita, may the Lord save us from your thought processes. Basically, that's the most ridiculous question I ever heard in my life. You know, the Almighty should save us from such a warped thinking. So he very kindly said back, no, may the Lord save us from your kind of thinking. Adarabah, Rachmano Nitzlan Midaita Didach. Don't intimidate me with insulting speech, because God should save us from your thought process. V'taimamai, so what exactly, this is what Rabbi Chananya asked Rabbi Allah. Rabbi Allah said back, that's ridiculous. And Rabbi Chananya said back, no, it's not. So what is the answer that Rabbi Allah had in mind? V'taimamai, om Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avin, v'tem Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, zu ma'aseha garmula. Why is a woman chayiv the death penalty? Because of her acts. When did she act? As a Na'ara. Did they learn in Slavak? Mastama. What is she responsible for? She's responsible for her act. When did she do the act? As a Na'ara. So therefore, she's Chayiv Skila. But what is he Chayiv for? For his Haitzah Shemra. When did he do the Haitzah Shemra? When she was a Bageres. So therefore, he's Pater. Meaning, we have to analyze, we have to identify exactly when what they're responsible was performed. What she's responsible for was her znus. What state was she in when she was mezana? A Na'ara. So therefore she's chayiv skila, even though right now she's not. But what he's chayiv for is his speaking. When did he speak? When she was a bagara. So therefore he's pater, says the Gemara.
Is it when he spoke, or is it when it was when the verdict was reached?
Well, what he's chayiv for? What? In other words, what's he responsible for in this case? For his bad mouthing her, right? When is he bad mouthing her after she was already a bageras? So therefore, he's pater. In other words, the act that she's responsible for was done at the correct time. The act that he's responsible for was not done at the right time. Says Gemara, he says like this, Zu ma'asa garmula, her actions caused her, v'ze akimas fasav garmula, and this one, it's the contorting of his lips that caused him. Zu ma'asa garmula, this, her actions caused her, kishihi zanoi. Nara zanoi. When she was mazana, she was mazana as a nara. Viza akimas fasav garmulai. And this, her contorting of lips caused him. Emas kamachayev. When is he chayev? Hahi shaita. At that moment. Vahi shaita bageras havai. And at that moment, she was a bageras. Okay. Now we come to some halachas of stoning a woman who's mazana, and where exactly we do the stoning. Tan Rabbana, Nara Hamurasa. Nara Hamurasa Shizinsa, does mazana soiklin oisa al pesach besavia. We give her skila by the entrance of her father's house. Ein la pesach besav. Now again, this is talking about, Rashi points out, if the Edim come after the Nesuin. Mishan Nesis. Ein la Pesach Beisav, if there's no entrance to the father's house, Soiklin Oysa Pesach Sha'ar, we give her skila at the entrance of the gate of the city. Hahi, that city. Uve'ir Sheruba Avdei Kechavim, if the majority of the residents of the city are idolaters, Soiklin Oysa Pesach Bezdin, you give her skila at the entrance of Bezdin. Similarly, Ato Eimer, Ha'oved Avodas Koychavim, one who worships idols, Soiklin Oisai Al Shar Sha'avad Bay, we give skila by the gate that he worshipped. So if he worshipped Avodah Zarah in a certain city block by the gate, we give him skila there. Uvi'ir Sheruba Avdei Koychavim, in a city that's majority idolater, Soknos of Pesach Bezdin, we give skill at the entrance of Bezdin. Minahani Mili, how do we know all of these halachas? The Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, first we're going to address giving skila to somebody who worshipped idols. The Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, She'arecha, your gate, Zeshar She'avad Bay. This refers to the gate where you worshipped. Ata Oimer Shar Sha'avad Bay doesn't mean the gate that you worshipped, or Eino Ela Shar Sha'nidan Bay, or maybe just the gate where you're judged. I mean, how do we know that we first take an idolater out to be stoned by the gate where he did the Avera? Maybe it's the gate of the Bezdin, where he's being judged. The answer is Nemar Sha'arecha Lamata V'Nemar Sha'arecha Lamala. It says the word Sha'arecha below, and it says it above. Which means like this. Below means where the person is taken to the Bezdin. Above means when it talks about the sin of the person. So, Masharecha Amar Lamala Shar Sha'avad Ba, just like the gate that it talks about at first is the gate where he worshipped the idols. Av Sharecha Amar Lamata, so to the gate that it says that he's stoned, it's Shar Sha'avad Ba. It's the gate where he worshipped. Davar Acher, another explanation of what we do with Sha'arecha. Sha'arecha v'loi shari ovdei kechavim. Your gate and not the gate of idolaters. That if there's a city that's a majority of idolaters, then we do it by the gate of the Bezdin and not the gate that he worshipped. So the question is, how could you learn out from Sha'arecha two things? One thing is that you stone somebody by the gate where he worshipped. And number two, that if it's the majority idolaters, you do it by the gate of the Bezdin. How can you learn out both? It says Gemara, Hai Sha'arecha Ha'afikde. This word Sha'arecha was already used. It says Gemara, no. Imkein Lema Kros Shar. It could have just said Shar. Mai Sha'arecha. Why does it say Sha'arecha? apparently, to make a gzeir shava, sharecha, sharecha, it could have done that gzeir shava if it just said shar. You could make a gzeir shava shar to sharecha. So it could have just said shar. It says sharecha to say your gate, but not the gate if it's majority of the city are idolaters. Shamina tarti. So now we know by avodas kochavim that we stone someone where he worshipped, and if it's majority idols, then we do it by the gate of the Bezdin. But how do I know by Nara Hamurasa? How do you know by Nara Hamurasa we do it by the Shar Ha'ir? Uve'ir Shruba Ivikachavim, it's Pesach Bezdin. Says Gemara. We find these halachas by Avodah Zarah. Nara Hamurasa Minalan. How do we know this applies by Nara Hamurasa? Amar Rav Avo, Amar Gomar Pesach mi Pesach. We learn out Pesach from Pesach. Rashi points out this is Nasmachta. It says Pesach Beis Aviyah. And it says by the Mishkan, Pesach Shar Hechotzer. So just like the Pesach that it says by the Mishkan is Shar, so the Pesach it says by Nara Hamurasa is Shar. And once it's as if it says Shar by Nara Hamurasa, V'Shar Misharecha, we learn out Shar from Sharecha by Avodah Zarah. Okay, next Gemara. Tonu Rabbanon, the rabbis taught, HaMoitzi Shemra, one who defames a woman, loike gets malchus v'noisin mea sela and pays 100 sela. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, now the Tanakhama is not clear, is that talking about only if he lived with her, or even if he just said that he heard rumors? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lilkois loike mikamaka. You always get malchus if you badmouth a woman. Mea sela baal noisin loy baal inonesin. But to pay the 100 sela, it's only if you had relations with her. What does the Tanakhama hold? It seems now the Tanakhama holds, even if you didn't have relations with her, not only do you get malchus, you also pay 100 sela. Says the Gemara, Kamifla Giba Plukta de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Rabbanan. This machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda seems to be machloikis between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. V'hachi kamar. This is how you read the Brisa. Amoitzi Shemra, Loike Venoisin Mea Sela, Bain Baal, Bain Shloi Baal. That goes like the Rabbanon, who hold Bain Baal, Bain Shloi Baal. You pay, you get Malchus, and you pay 100 Sela. They say Amoitzi Shemra is Bain Baal, Bain Loi Baal, and it says you get Malchus, and you pay. The Yisru is the payment, the Anshay is the Malchus. Just the opposite. V'yisru is the Malchus, V'anshay is the 100 Sela. So the Rabbanon hold, Bein Baal, Bein Loi Baal. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lilkois loike mikamakam. You always get Malchus, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if you didn't do Bia, you're like for a lav she'im by ma'isa. Mea sela, bo'al noisein, lo'i bo'al enoi noisein. For the 100 sela, if you had bia, you give the 100 sela. Lo'i bo'al, if you didn't have bia, enoi noisein, you don't give the 100 sela. Who is that like? That's like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That goes like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. What does Reb Lezer ben Yaakov hold? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that it's only kishabal. The whole parsha Moitzi Shemra is only kishabal. So therefore, the Mea Sela is only kishabal. But Malchus, you're over for a different reason. Even if it's loy baal, you're not over for Moitzi Shemra. You're over for the lav of loy selech racha ba'amecha. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds loyke alav she'im by ma'isa. So according to this version, the Tanakhama is going like the Rabbanon, Bein Baal, Bein Loi Baal. for everything, for the Malkus and for the Mea Kesef. And Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, only if it's Baal. But Legabe Malkus, anyway, you're loike for Lav, Shein by Malkus. Yikada Amri, another version, Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's all like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. V'hachi kamar. And this is how you read the Brisa. Meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, it's only if you're Baal. So how do you read the Tanakam? V'hachi kamar. Hamoitzi Shemra, loike, v'noisin me'asela v'husha Baal. So the Tanakama is saying that Hamoitzi Shemra, loike, v'noisin me'asela, only if you're Baal, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And Rabbi Huda holds, Lilkois loika mikomakim. You always get Malkus, even if it's loy Baal, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because you're loika on Lav Shein by Maisa. Me'asela Baal noisein loy Baal inonos in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'm sorry. Rabbi Huda Omer, Lilkois loika mikomakim. You always get Malkus. So Gemara asks, "V'sav Rabbi Huda lilkos loike mikom makom? Does Rabbi Huda taka hold you always get malchus? V'atani Rabbi Huda omer baal loike loy baal enoi loike." Rabbi Huda, in fact, said that you only get malchus for your baal. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, Rabbi Huda that said you always get malchus. Amar Rav Nachman loike malchus maradus medrabanan. When Rabbi Huda said you always get Malkus, that's Malkus Maradus Midrabanan. But apparently, you don't always get Malkus for the Da'iraisa Loi Selech Rachel Be'amecha. Even though Rabbi Huda holds your Loike and Lav She'im by Maisa, apparently not by Moitzi Shemra. Okay, Rabbi said, let's hold it over here. And Bez Hashem, next week's schedule is Azoy. Sunday, Monday night. Okay? Sunday night and Monday night. Tuesday night I have a Shir. Wednesday night is Tisha B'Av. Okay? Maybe we'll do Thursday also because the next week I'm away. So Sunday, Monday, probably next week. Sunday, Monday, and then we'll have to squeeze in one more. Okay? But not on Tisha B'Av. Even though it's daf, the 45th blot, it can't take the place of Kenes. Okay? So, have a wonderful Shabbat.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.